You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like scrolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Hour two of the program, ladies and gentlemen. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. We're streaming live on YouTube and Twitch. The channel, Miami 560 WQAM. Let's get to our headlines brought to you by Doral Volkswagen. At Doral Volkswagen, choose from over 300 new Volkswagen models in stock, like the Tiguan, Taos, and Atlas. And remember, when it comes to Volkswagen, the great deals are at Doral Volkswagen. As the Florida Panthers victorious yesterday in game one of the Eastern Conference final, Carter Verhaeghe, Aaron Ekblad, AJ Greer, Sam Bennett, and Etu Lostarinen all scored for the Cats. Bob, 31 saves. Cats up 1-0. They have the day off today, except for media. So we got that. Game two is tomorrow night. Marlins are back at it today. They got hammered yesterday, 14-1. So the rubber match is today at 1:10. You're muted, Leroy. So they'll get going there today. Max Meyer on the bump.
Man, the ups and downs of this team.
Yeah. I think they had like 8 runs in the 6th inning. It was a 1-1 game, and then it wasn't. So that's that. They're voting on the tush push?
Yeah, the tush push and reseeding.
No, I think they withdrew with the reseeding. They're not doing that anymore.
Really?
Yeah, they're not doing reseeding anymore. Only the tush push is getting voted on. And I can I tell you, quite frankly, I don't care at this point. Just get it over with. Let's move on.
If you have somebody that has perfected something, can you fight to make it not a rule because you can't do it?
Apparently, they can.
Right. That seems like poor sportsmanship or being a sore loser.
Yeah, it does.
And you can hide behind all the reasons that you come up with, but the fact of the matter is a lot of teams that try it and aren't as good as Philadelphia.
I'm just tired of the debate already. Like, keep it, don't keep it at this point. Well, I don't care.
You know, well, here's the interesting thing about this. When I played, it was illegal.
Yeah.
You couldn't push anybody from behind.
No, I know a lot of people don't like it. They don't think it's football. They think it's rugby. But I don't care. Like, let's get to it already. Stop tabling it. Stop. Like, this has been going on now all off season. Nobody can get together and decide on this already? What, we have more lobbying for votes?
I wish they would have did the reseeding to have a 8-9 team have a home game is ridiculous. And I think every other sport recedes, right?
I think from my standpoint, I like divisions counting, even if it's a stinky division.
That gets you in.
Yeah,
it's an automatic bid. It's the same thing in basketball. There's a bunch of teams that get automatic bids, mm-hmm. and then you get seeded.
I don't mind it. It's not. This is one of those things where I'm like, it's fine.
It's
maybe I'd be more concerned if the Dolphins could actually get into the playoffs and do something. So,
I mean, you don't think it's a problem when you have a 14-3 team that ends up having to travel the first two games.
It's a problem, but it's such a rare, like what we saw last year is so rare to have those, that many good teams.
Right.
You know, right. Like it's the rarity, like when the 7-9, like we all have one thing we can think about. Oh, remember when Seattle won?
I would say this. If you want teams to play at the end of the year, do the reseeding. Because then it always matters. Right? Those 13, say 13-3 teams going into that final week, you might have to play to get home field for the first, you know, couple of games or whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So that it accomplishes that because, I mean, besides Detroit and Minnesota, most of the divisions were locked up in week 15.
Trevor's saying they're bringing in Jason Kelce as a consultant for these meetings. I mean, Jesus Christ, what are we doing?
You're bringing in the tush push expert?
We have tush push.
To come in and talk about the tush push?
Your witness.
Give them all some Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
How about we have all the owners try and tush push, and the people who are for the tush push, if they can push past all the other owners, they win.
Now we're talking.
How about we do it like that?
Yeah. That'd make these owners' meetings much more entertaining if they had to compete in like physical activities.
See, yeah. I personally thought that the reseeding would have been a bigger point of emphasis more than the tush push.
Maybe they just wanted, you know, this sometimes they rescind because they don't think they have the votes. And so they want to like redo it another year.
Right. Well, and I know one division that's the AFC South. No matter what, they ain't going to vote for.
Yeah, the division stinks.
Yeah, because the division stinks. But I do believe that football is the only sport that doesn't recede, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Because basketball, once the playoffs start, you have no idea who won the division.
What else we got here today? So Miami Dolphins, according to Barry Jackson, have reached out to cornerback Asante Samuel Jr. Trying to fill that that void.
Is he a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So still looking to pick up somebody to go into that secondary and get some more of a veteran presence.
I think if you get all your guys back, at some point, I don't know where Jalen Phillips is, but if you get Chubb, you got Chop, you got the inside guys, you got Kenneth Grant?
Yeah.
I think if you can do something about that inside and kind of get that rush going, that it gives you a little bit of flexibility in the secondary.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas
I think all the rushers are going to be ready. I don't think that there's because remember, Bradley Chubb was going to come back last year, but there was like kind of a judgment of where they were at.
Right.
You know, it makes sense.
I
think he's going to be all the way back.
Okay.
I think Jalen Phillips, I think his was a partial ACL tear. So I don't think like he obviously where he was coming at, they shut him down for the season because Jordan Poyer doesn't know what team he was on. So I think everybody on the pass rush is going to be good to go.
So if you can be creative with your pass rush, it'll help with who's in the secondary. And I can't emphasize that enough that sometimes you don't need Jalen Ramsey in the secondary because your front seven are putting so much pressure on the quarterback up the middle and around the outside that he has to make quick throws and you don't have to cover that long. So from that standpoint, I'm more interested. Yes, I know you got to fill those spots in the secondary, but I'm more interested in how creative they're going to get with the front seven and the pass rush and stuff like that. I think that's the most important thing in the offseason going into the regular season is not necessarily who's going to fill the voids of the secondary, but how are we going to get after the quarterback? That's the most important thing, because if you do that, then you kind of give yourself a little bit of a reprieve of not being able to replace talent with exact talent.
Finally, congratulations to Khalil Ware, named NBA All-Rookie Second Team.
All right.
Look at that.
Deserved.
Deserved.
Missed that out by a few votes behind Sar to get on the first team.
Ah.
I can't wait to see how he improves from first year to second year.
Yeah, me too.
Because in order for this team to be good, he needs to be able to play 30 minutes a game and needs to be a deterrent in the paint while also getting those alley-oops and being athletic. And he's kind of a stretch five. I'm going to give him a little bit really, of a stretch five because he made the first couple and then it was and you're like, okay. That,
I think there's something there, but I think right now they want him to be dunks and rebound the holy hell out of the ball and block shots. Like
right.
Everything.
Exactly. I can see right that. Now. Yep. And curious with them, who they're going to add, who they're going to get rid of. So I think that's the most important thing. So we don't go and get stars now according to fit. We just get a star and make it work, right?
We don't get any stars right now. We haven't
no,
any.
But I'm just saying, like, that's usually how it goes. If you can get.
Yeah, I think star, you go get that. Like, you know, like, let's say in the crazy scenario, you were able to get Giannis without giving up Bam. Very much a pipe dream, I get it. But they're not necessarily an awesome fit, but you're adding the talent, like they're the most talented right. players, so they're together.
Right.
But I don't think there's any, I mean, if they did Zion's a little bit of a weird fit because like he's, you know, he's an inside presence guy, but he's best with the ball in his hands, almost like a point guard. So that like, but obviously I'm talking about him healthy, obviously, but, he's not necessarily like the best fit with everybody. I think, I don't know if anybody else is like that. I think Trae Young fits if you were to get Ice Trae with Tyler, but it's like, oof, I mean, that's a bad backcourt defensively, but man, it's great offense.
I mean, is there anybody that you could get that wouldn't be a sieve on defense to play with Tyler besides Davion?
Because
I kind of like Davion and Tyler. I like Davion and then Tyler playing the two because Davion gets to the rim. That brings in Khalil. That mm-hmm. brings in the kick out three. And Tyler can run around kind of like Steph does and get his, you know, spots on the court. So, but you're still going to need another point guard. And I don't know if there's any point guard I can think of that matches that way because Davion also plays defense.
There's a lot of talk of Drew Holiday being available from the Celtics, so they could add Drew if you wanted to go like souped up best version of Davion Mitchell. But he is getting older. I think he's owed pretty hefty money the next 3 years too. Right. So
I'll keep new Davion. I like new Davion, not old you like Davion. It. Drew Holiday. Plus, I saw what Jimmy Butler did to him. Yeah, never been the same.
I
won the championship the next year.
Oh, coattail
I would like.
Rider.
I would kind of like to keep Davion.
Yeah.
His energy is just unmatched.
Yeah. And
effort, energy, gets to the rim, can make a three, and still facilitate.
Right? But also one of those guys I think they could keep, and even if he doesn't start, he's going to – you could have right. a rotational player. Like,
right.
There, you know, I think that there's not going to not be a use for Davion Mitchell, even if – so I don't even think, like, if you weren't able to, you know – get Ja, get Trey, get somebody else like back there that is an offense and you're going super offense from the backcourt. And man, I really do think they do need somebody who can play make because, you know, Trey's a sieve, but man, he gets his bigs the basketball in a great way.
Didn't he lead the league in assists this year?
Yeah. So I think there's some of that too, where you could bend it like Khalil could benefit from that as well.
Yeah, but on the other end, look at the guys that you would have to guard.
Yeah, it's an issue for sure. It's an issue for sure. Like, I don't know if that perfect player is out there. And I think, you know, if you're talking about the guy who probably fits in seamlessly, that would be great. But you just, the only question you have is his age is KD. Like, KD makes a lot of sense for adding to Bam and Tyler. Like,
bucket,
I think that's
getter.
Second team was Kalel Ware, Matis Buzelis, Eve Misi, Donovan Klingon, and Bub Carrington. The first team was Sar, Edie, Zach Edie, Jalen Wells, Zachary Richache, and Stephon Castle. That was your rookies. We will take a break. It's about that time. It's time for a Make QB list. That's next, back after this.
Ooh. You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. But you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQM. Leroy, can we get a weather update from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm? YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Call them at 866-954-MORE.
DeMesmin and Dover. Your legal needs. DeMesmin and Dover. One big happy family. Yeah, yeah.
You got to get the yeah, yeah part. Otherwise, yeah. It doesn't count.
It is not a cloud in the sky over by me. It is a light breeze. Things are barely moving, which means it is hot as hell. I would say the winds are coming out of the east, southeast, and it's about 88 degrees.
How do you do, Froggy?
He is right. A beautiful sunny day. Winds coming out of the south-southeast at around 10 miles per hour. Currently at around 91 degrees with a high of 95.
That's crazy. Jeez. That's crazy. That it's not even... What time is it?
What?
11:25.
11:25. 90 degrees at 11:25, dude? That's crazy.
Soupy out there, dude.
Careful. Soupy.
It's that time of year. getting real musty, real humid, sticky. Yep. So be careful. So you guys want a QB list?
Sure.
Please.
I don't think you're going to like it, Marcos.
Oh, man.
Familiar with the website Pro Football Focus?
Yeah, I've heard of them. My colleagues.
What?
You know me, NFL insider.
You're not an NFL insider, nor are you a statistician.
My colleagues.
I don't think Leroy likes them very much because they come up with some wonky stats that they make up.
Mm. Yeah, come on, dude.
They have ranked all 32 starters going into the 2025 season.
Can I guess where Tua is?
Sure.
It's got to be worse then.
Did you want to have a second guess?
No. That's it.
Tua's 18th.
Okay. 18th.
I could think of probably three or four quarterbacks that I would put Tua just outside, right around 15. But I could see how some people could even suggest that other quarterbacks are better, even though they haven't performed better than Tua, right?
Well, they put the quarterbacks in tiers, which I love. I love a QB tier.
So you only got a list and a tier?
Oh, they got tiers and they got a list. The first tier, elite. We all know who it is, you know? Patrick Mahomes, number one.
Mm-hmm.
Joe Burrow, number two.
Mm-hmm.
Lamar, three. Josh Allen, four.
Yep.
Then they go to high-end starters.
Mm-hmm.
Jalen Hurts is five.
Okay.
Jaden Daniels, six.
Oh, okay. I would agree with the list, but there's going to be, I don't know. I won't say regression, right? I won't say he's going to look worse, but his numbers might not be as good.
The CJ Stroud, right? It may be the CJ Stroud. CJ Stroud balled out, amazing rookie year.
Then when they start game planning for your tendencies and what you like to do and stuff like that, then they eliminate. So say, what if they eliminate the running portion of it and then he only can throw? I'm not saying it's going to happen, but this is normally how teams adjust to playing against a new quarterback. So he's going to get a lot of different looks. He's still, you know, I still believe he's, you know, a quality starter and he could lead that team, you know, to a championship. I believe that, but this year might not be as good as last year.
Stafford, seven. Justin Herbert is eight.
That might be one of the guys that I'm like, really?
Tier 3A, they have solid starters who have flashed high-end play.
Mm-hmm.
Number nine, Jared Goff.
Okay, yeah.
10, Geno Smith.
Absolutely not. You are out of your rabbit-ass mind if you think Geno Smith. If I had a quarterback draft right now and I said to you, you could have Geno or Tua.
Well, Pro Football Focus is telling you they would take Geno Smith many spots ahead of Tua.
Okay.
Brock Purdy's 11.
Okay, I'm not going to argue
Jordan that. Love, 12.
I'm not going to argue
Baker
that.
Tier 3B. Solid starters, but they need more help.
Mm-hmm.
Jordan Love, 12.
Okay.
Baker, 13. CJ Stroud, 14.
Okay.
Kyler Murray, 15.
Absolutely not. Kyler Murray and Baker. Absolutely not. Are you crazy?
Trevor Lawrence, 16.
Now, wait a minute. You got to have a problem with that.
I have a huge, I mean, I have a lot of guys I would take Tua above on this list.
Right. That's what I'm saying. I got four guys already.
Dak Prescott 17 above Tua.
Okay. I could.
18 is Tua right behind. See, here's the thing with Tua. Tua is basically like the lowest of the non-old guys other than Matthew Stafford. And then he's just kind of above rookies and real young guys or second year guys. Like the guys behind Tua are Bo Nix, Bryce Young at 20, JJ McCarthy, Drake May, Michael Penix, Caleb Williams, Cam Ward at 25.
Cam Ward hasn't played a down and they got him at 25.
Yeah. The guys that they have below are like the old guys, Darnold, Wilson, Justin Fields, Flacco, Richardson, Mason Rudolph and Tyler Shuck on New Orleans. But like, Tua stock's never been lower, right? Like, this is the lowest because of the injuries from last year and how the Dolphins were.
Is it because of the injuries? I just think that
I think it has to be for the injuries. Like,
there's a lot of people who just have problems with him. You know what I mean?
He's always been polarizing, but I think being a fringe top 20 quarterback now, like that's the lowest it's been before, since like maybe before Mike McDaniel got here. Everybody was like, eh. Right. I don't know. Margo's the lowest is this the least amount of faith you've had in him as a skeptic?
Yeah, I think even coming out of the hip injury from college, it still was a lot of hype around his name. So I think at this point, this has to be probably the worst you've felt about him as a Dolphins fan since Brian Flores would give you the old, he's our quarterback. So I think this is it. This is damn near rock bottom.
I mean, it's not great. Like if that's and I'm not saying that. I know Pro Football Focus has never been the biggest Tua fan site, but it's like, okay. I think to Leroy's point, if we were to take guys the guys I would definitely take before Tua right now, Trevor Lawrence can kick rocks. Kyler Murray, Baker Mayfield.
Right. So that puts him at 15.
Purdy, Geno Smith.
Nah, I'm definitely not.
Dude, I still take him over Jared Goff. Like, I'm sorry.
You definitely take him over. Like, what are we doing?
I still take him over Justin Herbert.
Like, I love the way we look. All credit to Geno Smith for turning it around, right? But come on. Come on. Now all of a sudden.
You're like, not right. Dade Sal, that's not right, dude.
What happened?
If you keep throwing up gang signs on the field, people are going to have doubts.
That makes me think that this isn't a skill thing with Tua's ranking at 18. This has to be strictly durability. Because he's very clearly better than some of those names.
Right.
So it has to be durability. That really has to be like, they don't care how good you are, they don't trust you.
But, and that's fine. That's fine. And you can say that and do that. But they got Dak Prescott above him.
Yeah,
that gets hurt every year.
A lot of those guys you would take as injury prone. I think we've had this discussion a lot. But unfortunately,
would you take Dak for $60 million or Tua for $60 million?
I'm not taking Dak for $60 million.
Right.
But I think the thing is, there's a difference because Tua has the bodily injuries. It's the head stuff, dude. Like that's the thing. But,
we're just doing injuries are injuries. Like if you
they're not play, though. But Leroy, no. We talked about they're not because he had an injury last. He had a concussion last year where he said he could have played the next week and they took him out for 6 weeks.
Okay, I'm not saying it from the level of injury and the importance of the injury. I'm looking at it from. Miss games, okay, for whatever reason. Okay, Dak has missed some games too, right? So, like, when I'm talking about guys that I would take Tua over, right, I would definitely take him over Trevor Lawrence.
For sure.
I would take Tua over Baker Mayfield, even though I like Baker Mayfield. I would definitely take him over Geno Smith, right?
Well, I guess the question for him is, like, because you look at the young guys are behind him. Like, let's say if we did this list in a year, is it more likely that Tua gets back into the top 10? Because I think, like, last year people were considering him a probably probably a top 10 quarterback with the year that he had and the numbers that
he put up.
If he
plays all the games, he'll be in the top
10. Is it more likely that he's in the top 10, or is it more likely these young guys jump him? Like any of these guys, like Cam Ward, like Drake May, like JJ McCarthy. Like if these guys have 1 year, people love jumping on the quarterbacks, and then you have the value of them being on their rookie deal. Like that's the other part that is valuable to a team as well. So I guess the question, when they put Tua at that point, it's kind of like this fringe point of like, huh, all right, so you basically have him above everybody who's unproven, and that's it, because you have him below everybody else. That's why I say like it feels lower than it's ever been.
I would say this. Part of that has to do with the success of the team and his injury last year, missing the 6 weeks. If he plays all the games, he'll be in the top 10.
I know, but that's like it is his biggest vice.
Sure, absolutely. Absolutely. Not even saying that it's not an issue.
As long as he's fat and doesn't try and run this year, we're going to be in business.
Well, the thing about football, and this is like we can all sit back and say what a guy should do. But when you're in the game and your team needs you to do X, you're not thinking about the ramifications of it, right?
Cap says, top 15, Leroy, you're crazy. Nick says, Bryce Young's going to be jumping him after this year. Okay. Evan 11 says he's not even going to try and be fat. He's going to try and run, and he's going to get hit. I hope he doesn't do that.
You know, it's interesting.
You can't – listen.
I don't want him to do that.
I know nobody wants to have him do it. I get all of that. But if it's third and one
– no.
And Tua can get the first – if he would have just thrown the ball in the ground, people would flip out.
I not me. But you know what we're going to do on the Tobin couch?
What?
We're going to be like, good job, Tua. Live to fight another day.
All right.
Live to fight another day.
Okay. Depending on what moment in time it is in the game.
No. No. Sure. No moment. Sure. No moment. No moment.
Absolutely.
No moment.
Absolutely. People are going to say you couldn't get a damn yard to close out the game, or you couldn't get it. It was third and one at the end of a game. Like, that's just football, right? Like, you can't – like, I understand him trying to be more careful. But you still got to play football.
You know what's strange? With as critical as I've been of Tua, and especially of his recent activity, I can almost guarantee this will
Hold
be –
Hold on. What? Hold on. Dave South, what are you smoking? Have you ever met a fan – when has a fan understood? Like, I don't know, all of a sudden now everybody's trying to be reasonable? Stop it. You know damn well if Tua don't get a first down, it's at a pivotal point in the game, you're going to say, why couldn't he just go and slide?
No.
You're going to say some baloney. Oh. Stop it.
Wow.
Stop it.
Strong baloney.
All of a sudden fans.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first 3 orders. Service fees apply for 3 orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
They're understandable. No. I'm not doing it. Y'all crazy. Couldn't get a yard? Why you just run out of bounds? Why you just slide for it? Stop. You know you're going to say it. At least man up about it.
Timbo said they literally cheered him when he slid last year. That's
true. Yeah, because he got the first.
I would have been fine. If he would have slid backwards, I would have been better with it. I don't want him running.
We're all saying that now.
I'm telling you, I've said this for 2 years.
If he doesn't go get the first and the Dolphins lose a game, you're going to be on tour. Everybody will be.
Mm-mm.
You got to play football, man. Now, you got to be careful.
Football, but he plays
I'm not
football.
Saying he can't be careful. But I'm telling you now, if he's rolling out to the left and it's third and two and he got some grass in front of him, he got to go try to get the first. That's football.
Man.
I don't care if he's fat or skinny, go get the 2 yards. That's football. For everybody to say, oh, no, just throw it away. Live to play another day.
What did he say?
There ain't nobody that's
like that. No. It's just smart.
There ain't nobody that's that understanding in sports, especially fans. Come on.
I'm very understanding.
Oh, my goodness. What? Dude, for this.
Hey, Frog Boy, tell the sideshows to kick rocks, dude.
I feel bad because this is an innocent man. Unfortunately, everybody else deserves to be thrown to kick rocks, but poor Dan Day had an actual question this time.
All right.
I feel bad. Poor Dan walks in.
Like it's been a rotating door in there for you today.
It really has been six different people.
Tell everybody, please get out of there. Stop bothering them.
Hey, so I get it. I understand everybody's sentiment. Okay? But when you spend that money and go to that game and he throw it away with open field in front of him, people go flip.
Not me. Out. I will calm my section down.
Okay.
I will be like, guys,
Marcos,
guys, let's think about week six.
Hold up. Marcos, can you say that again so we can get it on tape?
Yeah. If Tua Tagovailoa doesn't go for it on third and one or fourth and one because it means not getting his head caved in, I am going to understand it. I will applaud it. And if I was at the game with fans, I would say, I would stand up and applaud, be like, live to fight another day, Tua. Love it. Love it. Let's take a week six.
Are you starting to slow clap after saying that?
Hey. And why are you giving him a golf clap? Because you hope nobody don't kick your ass on that's sitting next to you. Man, fans don't. Dude, in heat of the moment, fans are not going to care about that. You know as well as I do.
I'll have to teach him. We'll take a break. Mix things up on the other side. Welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy here with you. 560 WQAM. Your ticket to summer is here. Live Nation's got $30 tickets to more than 1,000 shows. And to celebrate, we're giving you a chance to win tickets to 5 shows at I Think Financial Amphitheater. Shows that include Hardy, The Offspring, Toto. I still now am shook by this name because of JFig. Keisha. Pantera, and more. To enter, go to WQM's contest page at WQM.com. Enter right there, and you can win. For more info on how you can see a show for just $30, go to LiveNation.com. We'll get into this, but the Tush Push ban fails. I think this needs to be like a presidential term. No trying to ban the Tush Push now for 4 years. Enough of it already. But let's get to the mixed bag. What do you got for us today, Froggy? The mixed bag is brought to you by Frog Boy's Ankle.
Yes. Doing much better today. I'd like to keep the vibes high. That's what we started with. And I think it matters how you start, gentlemen. Someone else who values that. So, Polar Bear on skates himself. Recipient of yesterday's ceremonial puck to end the game. Nico Nikola.
This guy has been keeping forwards accountable his all 2 years here. Mix it.
That's how we start for serious on the next one.
Yeah. He is so big.
So huge.
Like Barkey's not a small guy. Not a small guy, and he looks like Nico Mikola's kid brother.
Yeah, there is a noticeable difference, and his skin just glistens in the Arctic every time I see him.
Maybe he's still
he is. He is mostly white, right?
That's Finland.
Yeah.
Man.
And he got that giant Adam's apple.
Man. It seems like everyone is taking turns seeing who can give the shortest speech. Like, no one wants to really dive into it. They're like, that was fun. Let's do it again.
Who's getting wordy? Like, you know, who's getting wordy? You think it's like...
Kachuk could get wordy.
He goes, wrap it up. No one's shorter than Bob, though.
Oh, man.
Reset.
And keep in mind, like, maybe a lot of them, because English is not their main language. Keep it short because of those reasons.
Yeah.
Yeah, but everybody speaks English. There's nobody yet.
No.
There's no. Like,
I can understand some French and I can respond to some of it. But when Mel's family comes to town, but I ain't going to have a whole conversation.
Yeah, but we talked to Gus about this. Remember, he was like, yeah, but you know what? Everybody speaks English because that's what everybody speaks.
Right.
You know, like that's what it is.
Because you asked him the dumbass question about. When you're...
I didn't think that was a dumbass question. I thought it was a perfectly reasonable question.
I mean, because of Gogi. Gogi yelling to his teammates in English.
Now we know. What else you got, Marcos?
Speaking of Bob, yesterday they did their best to knock our boy out of focus.
He got folded up pretty good a couple of times.
Well, doesn't matter. He's still not worried about it. This is what Bob had to say.
A little physical in the second period, especially around your net. I saw you and Kachuk talking to one of the refs at one point. How do you handle that? And just what was going through your mind as you were trying to wade through that?
No, it's okay. You know, it's the playoffs. They try to get under the skin, so it's all right. So I can, I just focus on my things and don't try not to think about that.
Suckers.
Not even a nice try. Usually it's like nice try. Not even a nice try.
Again. The two people having that conversation with the refs are probably the two people that bothers the least. So when those two go talk to the refs, you know it comes from like a calm, this is how we playing. I just want to be clear. This is how we playing. I've said that to an official.
That's what we're doing out here today?
No, because I scored a touchdown and the two things I hate, don't walk over me like you did something because you made a tackle. You get paid for that. And don't mush me when you get up. Right? So I've gone to the official and I said, hey, man, if you don't do something about this, I have every right to protect myself. And that'll be on you. I said, do we understand? Are we clear? Because I'm not just going to be out here getting punked around. Mm-hmm. And you guys are here to protect me and you're not doing that. You can play hard during the play.
I just think to be two periods in and you're already trying to like rattle him because you could do nothing. They couldn't do anything against him.
Anything. And man, I'm telling you, kudos to the defense in front of him, because there were stretches of time, especially during the power plays, where they just passed the puck around, never took a shot. My favorite is when they kind of go down to block it and then realize that he's not shooting it, so they go down to take a knee, and oh, not shooting it, pass, and jump back up.
I'm like, oh, Neeks had that play. Was that Nico had that play where he stopped the break and stopped it with his hand? That was a sick play.
Yeah,
he was
all over the place. I thought that was illegal. It was just so smooth.
He was.
No,
you can't pass it.
You can't pass it with your hand.
That was such a badass play. He was so good yesterday, Nico Mikkola. Unbelievable.
Oh man,
recipient of the puck.
I have some disturbing news though, but we gotta wait. I want to finish the mixed bag. I'll get. To, yeah, we. I, you know, I know that's a hell of a tease, but I have what some disturbing that? News just, that I learned today.
You tease me more than you tease the audience. Sorry. I swear. Hmm.
You are my audience.
Look at that.
Really, I am not your muse. You okay.
Adorable.
What else you got?
We got a little bit of petty. Do you guys have time for petty?
Always.
Of course.
Always time for petty. You always got to make time for petty. In this case, it's petty out of the NBA, Michael Malone. Remember that guy?
Yeah, he was fired.
Fired.
It means he's on the market, Miami. That's it.
What?
Pretty good coach. Won a championship more recently than ours.
If they get a new coach, it'll be Chris Quinn.
Yeah.
Let's just be clear. Unless that's the how they do things.
Unless the Suns want him.
Yeah, no, but, you know, Suns, stay over there. You already
if the Suns made him an offer and the Heat said Eric Spoelstra's moving upstairs and you coach the Heat, he's staying in Miami. Yeah, so
I don't think that's happening.
Oh, man.
No, I'm not saying this. I'm not saying this happening. Mm-hmm. I'm saying if that were the case, he would stay here.
The only thing that would, I mean, there's only a few coaching jobs for sure, and it's never been a less secure job. NBA coaches, I mean, champions get fired every year.
Yeah,
but
except for here,
that Suns job, that guy loves to fire coaches. They're paying three coaches right now.
Yikes!
Right. He got a lot of money. But what do you got for the petty? What did he say,
Michael Malone? Petty. In regards to this MVP race, think he has a dog in the fight.
You think it started with their defense? They forced 19 turnovers tonight and converted those into 31 points. We talked about that pregame going in. We talked about during the Denver Nuggets series. You cannot come into this building and turn the ball over and expect to win. And obviously OKC's defense, that's what they do. They do it at an elite level. And then Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, he showed why he's the MVP. He took over in the second half, did so in a very efficient manner, and put the team on his back when they needed him to do so.
Wow. I believe that is what the kids call switching up, eh? All of a sudden, it's not Joker.
I think I heard that same argument in the other direction from this guy earlier this year.
Frosty.
What did Joker do to you? That's messed up.
We know what he did. Joker, what do you think about Michael Malone not being coach? I don't care. Just whatever. I'll do it.
I'll do it.
I'll do it. Just get him out. He yelled too much.
Great.
I think here's the thing with Michael Malone, definitely being a petty bastard, which is not surprising because that's what he is.
Yeah.
I mean, he reprimanded a reporter for actually accidentally calling him Mike one time.
Come on.
Like, dude has a very short fuse. I actually think, though, could be very good at television. If he could be as blunt as he is.
Yeah.
I think he could be pretty entertaining on television.
All right. I mean, he sounded good just now.
I mean, he's kind of the. Let's put it in football term. Rex Ryan of football? Or basketball?
Yeah, a little bit. Like, I think he could, if he cuts loose, I think he could be pretty entertaining. Like, I saw they had JB Bickerstaff on television on Get Up.
He was dud.
And I was just like looking at, I didn't even see what he said, Leroy. I'm just like, JB Bickerstaff, he ain't saying nothing. Michael Malone will say some stuff.
None of them going to be in there. When is the TNT contract end? After this year? Or 2 years?
Yes. No, it ends this year.
And then all those guys are going to ESPN.
The inside the NBA is, yes.
Yeah.
And then Amazon. Amazon's going with mostly. Amazon's got, I think, Dirk, Dwayne Wade, UD. I want to say Steve Nash. And then I don't think they have any coaches.
Do you really want to? I wonder how.
I think Steve Nash is doing it. And then NBC, I know they have Melo. They just got Jordan, but I don't think Jordan's doing like a regular thing. I don't know who else they got, though.
Should hire me.
But I'll tell you what they do have. They got John Tesh. You literally could just go out, like, just play the song. It's like, you got a point here? No, just play John Tesh.
You know, every time I hear this song now, I think of Kevin Hart dancing in that commercial.
How much is Kevin Hart just I feel like Kevin Hart is cashing in on everything. Other commercial.
I mean, like, what makes him so funny is that he's tiny, right?
Of course.
I mean, have you ever watched Jumanji?
No.
I'm not having another grown-ass man carry me. He's on the back of Rock and just running through the jungle.
Yeah, he's a petty bastard, Mike Malone. Remember, he even took a shot at the Heat. He's like, oh, we got our own culture here. I was like, who said you didn't?
Yeah, I do. I do remember that.
Now you got the unemployed culture. We'll take a break.
Analyst culture.
Yeah, you're a TV boy. Take a break. Back after this.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.